How about those?
Jeez.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, see, I'm not in second service very much anymore. They kicked me out of this several years ago. So I'm back, and I don't always know the order of exactly how things go. But in first service, as Pastor Ezekiel often says, God is good.
All the time?
All the time?
God is good.
Very nice. You guys are way better than first service. My name is Bruce Freeman. I'm the lay leader here. Pastor Ezekiel is at a men's encounter. He and Eric Troy went this weekend. He texted me in the middle of first service, which I thought was kind of fun, that he's praying for us, and so we appreciate that. Anytime a group of United Methodist men get together, that's always reason for celebration, but probably a little more concern. So let's keep him in our prayers as well. And glad you're all here. Thank you. I was wrong. I do speak first.
Scouts, attention. Color guard advance. Color guard hold. Color guard prepare to post the colors. Color guard post the colors. And please join me in the scout of On My Honor. Scout law.
Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, complete, and honored.
Two. Color guard dismissed.
My name is Mason Cooley. I'm a Cub Scout in Pack 3456. Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
Let that light shine through us.
We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord.
It is for His sake that we are servants of our neighbors.
Come, let us worship our Lord and Master.
And what does our E stand for?
Enthusiasm.
And then
I'm very enthusiastic. Let's try it again. What does our E stand for?
Enthusiasm.
Good. So, can you show me with your face and your body what it looks like if you're enthusiastic about something? Absolutely. What are some things that you're enthusiastic about? Lincoln?
My Lego train.
Your Lego train. Mason said his birthday. What else? Nolan?
The Super Bowl.
What else?
And the set.
Yeah, so many good things, Lincoln.
Who is Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
And
the Royals. Yeah.
And
the Chiefs. Absolutely, Palin. I am so enthusiastic about all of those things, too. And I'm also enthusiastic about the awesome things we have going on here at LUMC. I am enthusiastic that all of you are here today. I'm enthusiastic for our children's choir who's going to be singing in a bit. I'm enthusiastic about our family ministries program that we started. I'm enthusiastic about vacation Bible school that I'm already planning for. I am so enthusiastic about all of the cool things going on here at church. So we have an experiment today to see what's going to happen when we're enthusiastic about things. So what do I have here?
A styrofoam.
It's a bar of soap.
Oh, a bar of soap.
Are you enthusiastic about soap?
Yeah, no.
Kind of boring.
Yeah, soap is boring.
But we're going to see what happens if I put this boring bar of soap into my enthusiasm machine. So we're going to pop this open.
That's a microwave.
This is my enthusiasm machine.
Microwave.
All right, so we're going to zap it for 30 seconds, and we're going to see what happens to our bar of soap. There's rays of enthusiasm coming from this machine into that soap. Is it going to be a boring bar of soap when it's done? Maybe. What do you guys think is going to happen?
It's going to start mushing.
What do you see? Do you see anything happening yet? It's mushy.
Mushing.
What do you see happening?
Looks like a cloud.
Looks like a cloud. Any other guesses on what's happening?
3, 2, 1.
All right, let's see what happens.
Oh, shit! It's green!
I'm going to leave it in here. So, our enthusiasm machine took this boring, silly bar of soap and turned it into this big old fluffy cloud.
That looks like a napkin.
And you know what? Ooh, listen up, I have a secret. Listen up, I have a secret. Our enthusiasm machine turned this bar of soap into something so much more exciting. And you know what? That's how it is with the things in our life, too. If we keep getting enthusiastic about the things that we're involved in, whether it's things at church or things at home or at school, we don't have to just sit there and be kind of bored and just be like, well, this is just a normal bar of soap that I see every day. We can use our enthusiasm to turn it into something so much more exciting. We can zap our events with our own rays of enthusiasm, and they will grow into something new, take on new life, and be way more exciting. So my challenge for you is to bring your enthusiasm into whatever you participate in. If that's something here at church, that's great. I hope all of you can find something at church that you're enthusiastic about participating in. And zap it with all of the enthusiasm you have so that it can become so much more exciting. Okay? Let's pray. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
We are filled with enthusiasm. For the ministries at LUMC. Please use our enthusiasm and help us to grow. Amen. right, if you're singing in the choir, stay here.
Thank you so much, Liesl. And your group, good job. Good enthusiasm, yeah. And thank you, Mary. I need one of those enthusiasm machines. We have a few concerns. I think this happened a couple weeks ago, but Bob Boyd's mother passed away, and so keep Bob and Kathy and Jeff and Madison in your prayers. Gloria Alton has been a member here for years, and I ran into her a while back, and I noticed her on the prayer chain. I think she struggles a little to come back here because of the difficulty with Jess and all during those times. So if somebody has a chance to reach out to her, that would be really nice. Want to continue to keep Alex Fulton in our prayers. He was here last week and looked really good after his surgery for brain tumor and seemed to be recovering well and had a sense of humor about it, which is always a good sign. It's Scout Sunday. Yeah. How many Scouts do we have here? Let's start with Cub Scouts. How many Cub Scouts are here? Would you guys stand up? Hi, James. There's somebody else back there. Oh, it's Mason. Mason read for us earlier. And that was a good job, by the way. Stay standing, because now we're going to have the Boy Scouts stand up. Everybody that's here is a Boy Scout. Okay, very good. We're glad to have you guys here. How about anybody that has been a Boy Scout in the past? Stand up. That includes me, too. We're getting there. These women are so pushy. Have you noticed that? How many have been Girl Scouts? Stand up. Oh, you can do it, Gordy. Enthusiasm. Good job. Okay, how many Scout leaders? I imagine they're already up. Girl or Boy Scout leaders? That's pretty nice. Good job. Thank you. It's a great program, and we appreciate that you guys all participate that, both the participants and the leaders. And thank you so much for helping run the service today, because I am totally lost. So, Spectrum class, some of which are up here, collected 325 cans of soup for their Super Bowl, and I was over here when poor Tom Bean was loading it into his car. And so actually Mary helped and I helped a little bit. But when you see Tom, say thanks for hauling all that stuff. We did have a church conference a couple of weeks ago and voted to approve the plan for the kitchen to move forward and renovate the kitchen. It was over 90% positive vote, and it was not along party lines. Just thought you should know that. Okay, let's go on with our service. Let's take a moment right now in silent prayer to remember those that need us and that need God. God Almighty, thank you for being here with us. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who opened our world and made it worth living and brought us enthusiasm. Be with us as we go through this service today and bring our church more and more together and help us to grow in this acronym that we're talking about today called SPONGE. We are here because of you and only you. And we are thankful. Amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Almighty God, we come with open minds and hearts that we might better understand your word. Speak to us that we may know your will. As we go forth to let the light shine through us, that others may know the glory of God and His everlasting love. Amen. Now join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good in one another and to all. Rejoice always, pray without thinking. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the word of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. For a day in your court is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tent of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. The Lord of God, the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
Well, welcome to game night. I can't believe it's our last session of Sponge. And I'm sorry I missed the last couple, but, you know, I had one of those goblin burgers from down the street. And, goblin, no, never mind.
Yeah, we've had quite the adventure together.
Well, we've learned about spirituality, participation, outreach, numbers, and giving.
We've had a pretty good run. How about we just watch a movie, though? I'm ready for a break.
Oh, come on. We haven't gotten to the E yet. It's going to be so much fun.
I don't know.
You'll see. We join our brave adventurers at the end of the meeting of the Wesleyan Guild. The chief elf approaches you and says, "Well, thank you for coming today. You know, we've been watching you for some time."
You have?
Well, we saw when your party fell into the pit and you turned to God, showing your spirituality and trusting in God.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. God saved us when we couldn't save ourselves.
And we saw how you worked together as a team to defeat the goblin.
Yeah, sorry it took me a little while to join in on that one. But I learned that when all of us participate, we're able to do great things.
Then when you came to town, we saw you stop and help the woman instead of hurrying towards the castle.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie was selfless and really helped that woman out. It was cool to see her outreach.
And when you were trying to look over the town wall, but weren't tall enough.
I was so thankful that we had our other friends join us. We needed the extra numbers to be able to see.
Then when you were so generous, when you came to our guild meeting.
The Wesleyan Guild does such great work. We wanted to give as much as we could to help out.
Well, and your enthusiasm shows me that you value the work that we do. Would you do us the honor of joining the Wesleyan Guild?
We would love to.
Thanks for playing Sponge. And
it's been so much fun.
Yes, it has.
And I feel like we've grown so much.
Yes, you have. It's been wonderful. And thanks to everybody out there. And just a side note before we leave, we're always looking for more people to do this fun type stuff. So if you want to, just come see me.
And cast.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me, I was going to follow over that the whole time. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all here. Happy is everyone who trusts in God, right? From Psalm 84. Do not quench the spirit. Hold fast to what is good. That's from Thessalonians. Amen. We've been talking about Sponge for a while, but I'm not sure that everybody knows where Sponge came from. We had a church council retreat a month or two ago, and we started talking about, okay, well, the numbers are a little low, and the participation is a little low, and we'd like to see that improve. And I'm going through my notes. And the enthusiasm, of course, will solve a lot of things. And spirituality is an important thing. So we talked about those things, and we decided, okay, we've got these four things we want to talk about. And somebody, there's always a Scrabble player there, right? Somebody put together an acronym that was ESPN. Da 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 da, right? And so we talked about it a little bit and thought, okay, well, that's a good way to remember it. And the key is to grow in these things. That's what we're after. We want to grow. And so I thought, oh, this is cool. And so I went home afterwards. And I was kind of starting to think about, okay, we could have some big screen TVs, right? And we could have Sports Center on every Sunday morning, because you see everything that happened Saturday. That would be really cool. And so everything was going great. Now, I don't want to mention names, but I got this email from Tom on Monday. And on Monday it said, I've come up with the idea that maybe we should add a couple of things. And I think giving and outreach are two things we continue to need to grow in. And so I thought, okay, well, that's not too bad. ESPN Go, you know, that's not too bad at all. And so I thought we still have our big screens and everything. And so at the end, he said, I think acronym Sponge would be good. And I thought, there goes our big screen TVs. And we ended up with a kitchen instead, right? So. But there's a lot of advantages to Sponge. Probably a little better than ESPN for a church acronym. So, one of the advantages, you know, when you think of Sponge, you kind of think of SpongeBob, right? And if you go downstairs to the kitchen that's right across from where the Pathfinders meet and all, is there are two dried up sponges down there that say Bob 1 and Bob 2. And I'll bet I know who put them there. But that reminds me, you know, as part of SpongeBob, SpongeBob's good buddy was Patrick Starr, right? And now we have a star in town named Patrick, right? And so it all just flows. You see how it's a God thing, right? Okay, so I thought Ezekiel usually starts with something kind of funny and clever. And so I thought, I'll just look up sponge jokes. And you know what? They were all clean. Except for one that had been kind of sitting around for a while. It was kind of dirty, and it stunk. So this is my best one. Ready? What did one sponge say to another? Nothing. He was a loofah. Okay, so I've been having a little trouble with my knee, and so I was in the doctor's office the other day, and we got to talking to this guy who was sitting there, and he looked fine. I didn't see anything wrong with him. And so we were talking along, and after a while, I said, well, why are you here? Recheck or something? He said, the doctor left a sponge in after surgery. And I said, wow, I'll bet that's painful at times. He said, no, but I get really thirsty. Okay, that's the last one. In first service, I said, that's the last one I got standing applause. So let's talk about this acronym a little bit. What we're really talking about is growing this church in these areas: spirituality, participation, outreach, numbers, giving. And what leads to all that? Enthusiasm, right? Without enthusiasm, you just can't grow in those things. People come up with these slogans all the time, and this is not really a slogan. It's more an acronym just to remind us, right? But we had a slogan at one time, and we all said it. We exist to make an enthusiastic community. I forget the rest. But we didn't actually do it. We talked about it, everything. So it's all about actually doing it. And that's what we need to commit ourselves to. Enthusiasm, I was sitting here first service talking, and well, first of all, enthusiasm is a great eagerness to be involved in an activity which you like, enjoy, and you think is important. I think that fits here. I hope it fits here. And what I want to remind you is enthusiasm is not, people are not born enthusiastic. There are no really enthusiastic people. You'll hear people say that. But what they are is they have chosen to be enthusiastic. And each one of us here can choose that enthusiasm, and I hope as part of this plan we will do that. Because that's what's going to be important if this church is going to continue to improve and gain new members and have more fun. So I love that commercial that's on right now at the doctor's office where the couple is sitting in the exam room, ready, the surgery prep room, and the doctor comes down the hall. Guess who got reinstated? Right? Have you seen it? Are you nervous? Yeah, we're nervous. Yeah, me too. We'll figure it out, right? Whenever I say we'll figure it out, and I say that a lot, I have learned. I think of that commercial now. But just okay is not okay. And that's the theme of that commercial. I can't even tell you who it's for. But it's a fun thing, and it was a good reminder to me that just okay is not okay. Church should be a fun place, and we should be excited about it and glad to invite our friends. That's hard, isn't it? It's hard to be excited, first of all. Think about if you come in a room and there's a puppy there, right? That puppy is just so excited. He's wagging his tail and everything. You know that feeling when you get when you lift him up and they lick your face and it kind of gives you a little tingle up your spine? Do any of you feel that when a puppy licks your face? That's kind of the kind. And then they get so excited that they pee. This is the kind of excitement we like. Except, I heard something from some soprano, I think. Not sure.
Did I do that too?
That's good. That's good. Just now?
No.
Okay. Okay. We don't want you to lick people's faces or pee when they're there. But that's kind of the type of enthusiasm it would be fun to see. And that's the infectious enthusiasm that gets people going. We have that in some programs here. Obviously the choir. I didn't know that because I'm not around the choir. But obviously we have that in the choir. We have that in children's ministry. You saw that a while ago. An infectious enthusiasm. That's really cool. We've had that in the youth group. We've had it in a lot of different areas. One thing, I don't know that people always see it when they walk in here or when they call here. One of the things that I would encourage everybody when you are talking about the church, find a smile. I don't care if it's on the phone. People can hear that. They can hear a smile in your voice. If they call here at the office and you say, Lenexa United Methodist Church, whether you're a volunteer or an employee or whatever, I know you got 10,000 things on your mind, but stop and smile before you answer the phone. It'll make a difference. Worship needs to be fun. Jesus had fun. You know it? Think of that. I try to visualize sometimes the things that we hear stories about Jesus. And when he got Peter out of the boat, you know that Peter's friends were saying, look, he's going to get him out of the boat. He's going to get him out. Let's see what happens. Jesus had a good time. Feeding the 5,000, they said, Jesus, we got to turn him loose. We can't feed all these people. We've got two fish and five loaves and 5,000 hungry people. Jesus said, what? Hold my beer. Right? Okay, maybe not exactly, but I envision some of these things sometimes. You know, he toyed with the church leaders. He, you know, turning over the tables, that had to be fun, right? He had some stories that were pretty exciting. We've had some pastors here that bring that. We've got one right here. I was going to have him say the prayer a while ago because, I mean, it's a pastoral prayer, right? Should have done that. But remember Denise High? I don't know how many of you remember Denise. Talk about an unquenchable spirit. In first service, we split down the middle and we said, God is great. And this guy said, all the time. And Denise used to do that. And she'd get it going back and forth. And it was so much fun. And the enthusiasm was great. Jan and Lane, God bless Jan. He put up with Lane. I don't know how he did it. But there was nobody that had more passion than Lane, Lane Bailey. But the one, there's a couple that I always remember. I was sitting in service, been 25 years ago probably, Rob Clark. Rob Clark sat right over there in the, whatever that was for the associate pastor. They didn't let him over here. Rob came, Rob kind of had long hair and had come kind of the long way around to Christianity, I think, kind of like I did, actually. And so I always liked Rob. But Evelyn had just finished with her sermon, and she talked about that we are the sheep, and Jesus is our shepherd, and it's important for us as sheep to be sheep and to follow Jesus and to be together and that sort of thing. And she went on and on and on. And Rob, I thought, was asleep, to be very honest. But he's, you know, at the end, it was always the associate pastor's job, when we had two, to stand up and ask for money, right? And so Rob stood up, kind of meandered over to the podium, and he said, "We are the sheep. Sheep must be fleeced. Let's pass the plate." And that was a moment in time I will never forget. And Evelyn was not without a sense of humor. Evelyn was, she was doing a funeral one time. And no, what better place for a joke, right? It was Harry Stoper's funeral, so it was perfectly appropriate. I knew Harry pretty well. I used to visit with him quite a bit. And he always said the same thing to me when I left. Harry was sick for years. He had diabetes. He had heart disease. He had so many stents in his heart that I think it was mostly made of plastic. But God bless him, he had a great attitude, and he kept going. And he lived a long time with those illnesses. But he would tell me the same thing every time. He said, "There's one thing I'd like to hear at my funeral." And Evelyn had the guts to do it. "Look, he's still alive." Ezekiel, we are fortunate to have Ezekiel. He's got passion. He's got a sense of humor. I know some people have a little trouble understanding him, but I don't anymore. I don't know. Those of you who said, if you have trouble understanding, you're probably in the back row. Move forward. If you sat in the front two rows, you'll understand him perfectly. But he's got passion. He's got enthusiasm. It's so exciting to see. I loved when he talked about numbers a couple of weeks ago, when he said, "Everywhere I went, I had this 20 in front of." I assume he talked to you all about that as well. And I wanted to just come over and put 20s up everywhere, because that was reminding him to get 20 new members by the end of the year or something like that. And I think that's a cool idea. I think maybe we should do that. Have you read the book of Ezekiel, by the way? Hey, have you read Revelation? It's worse. It's got a person with four faces and four sets of wings. And I thought, wow, I'm staying away from that. So I got out of it. It was better even than Tim's Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know about you all, but when I think of the Apostle Paul, I think enthusiasm. All right. I don't really think of enthusiasm with the Apostle Paul. But there is one line that I always remember that he said, and that was, "Be a fool for Christ." And I've got it out of context. But we had a person in this church for several years that I was fortunate to serve with, named Richard Lipp. And Richard was a fool for Christ. And in his own words, he was a fool for Christ. I didn't dub him that. He was unafraid. He would stand up and he would do the goofiest thing to advance the cause of Christ. Some of you might remember the lawn chair drill team. I think his slogan was something about "Set down for Jesus." But those kind of things are what we need. We need somebody to step up and say, you know, let's do this again. Let's be in the parade. And the laundry drill team is an easy way to do it and very fun. Heck, bring your grill if you want. We'll cook on the way. But we need somebody to lead it. Leaders are what we need with enthusiasm. Matthew 28, verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee. This is after Jesus had died. To the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Most of you will recognize that. That's the Great Commission. That's direction to us. There are a lot of people in our community. There are a lot of people in our direct neighborhood that are missing something. They're missing the joy in their life that we have. We need to find ways to connect with our neighbors and connect with people that need that so badly. And one of the ways to do that is to be enthusiastic. When people see something really going on somewhere, you're naturally curious. I want to go check that out. When you talk about our church, speak with enthusiasm. After all, y'all remember Stuart Smalley? He was the guy that would look in the mirror in Saturday Night Live and said, "I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me." And that's the way we need to do it here. Right? Let's do it. We're good enough, we're smart enough, and doggone it, people like us. Seriously, they do. Most of you. Okay. So we're trying to grow. Spirituality. Allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. We're growing in that. Let's figure out what the Holy Spirit wants us to do and do it. Being fully involved. Outreach. Act of extending benefits such as grace, peace, love, service to others. Numbers, be here. Invite your friends. Invite people who need it. Invite them to be members. Invite them to be part of your group. When Ezekiel talked a while back, he talked about cliques. And cliques have a bad connotation where I grew up. And so cliques are not good. They're not welcoming usually. But we want groups that have a lot in common, but other always welcome everybody else. And I have a suggestion. Some of you guys, I see you in there every Sunday morning, the Hawaiian Shirt Club, right? That's a club that I think they should always have an extra Hawaiian shirt to award a visitor. Just a thought. You guys can think that over. I'm not cool enough to wear Hawaiian shirts. Giving. Money, yes. I talked a little bit last service about I didn't know when to have people stand up and when not, and I was thinking I'd have them stand up right before the offering. And it's a good idea because if you stand up right before the offering, you can get in your pockets real easily. Right? But the main thing, and what ties it all together, is enthusiasm. If we are enthusiastic, everything else will grow out of that. And just okay is not okay. One final note. This also brought applause. Many of you serve on in small groups, committees, Sunday schools, whatever. Invite people, and this is what I'm talking about with the Hawaiian shirt gang. Invite people to be part of your group. They're pretty good about it. But when you meet somebody, invite them to your Sunday school class. Invite them to Heavenly Halftime. We all call them the Heavenly Halftime now? I don't know. But I like it. But each group can figure out how to invite people into your group, and that would be wonderful. Jesus is inclusive. Let it be so with us. Amen.
Go fun.
Woo! Woo-hoo! Sorry.
And now stand up and get money out.
We're going to pass the book. pray with me, please. God, we thank you for the generosity of this congregation, for these gifts that they've given. We ask that you put us to work using them the way that you would have us pass on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Choir for today's music. That was wonderful. Thank you, Scouts, for helping. That was a wonderful thing as well. Go now with the peace of Jesus Christ and spread his enthusiasm. And remember that he'll be with you to the end of the ages. Amen.